Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Wow, I feel good.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. That's the late, great James Brown bringing this back. The Godfather of Soul. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Charles Whelan is here. He's the author of Naked Money, also Naked Economics. Both of those are outstanding. And The Rationing, which is a novel that you want to check out by Charles Whelan. Charles, thanks again for being here. He's a lecturer and policy fellow with Dartmouth College at the Rockefeller Center there. Charles, you're a world traveler, and you've seen how things are around the world in other countries. You've studied this. In America, we seem to be focused today more on who's going to pay for health care. And it just seems like we're upside down. I think this is the point you're trying to get to, or you are getting to, is we seem to be upside down on the real what we really should be focusing on, which it sounds to me like what you're saying, and I agree with you, is we need to make sure we're focusing on the right aspects of healthcare, which is the delivery of it, health being healthy, not just fixing ourselves, but also making sure we're spending the money on the right things, not just more money. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. I would focus on the word health. Are we promoting good health? And that means fighting addiction. It means better diet. It means trying to keep you things out of the healthcare system at all. And most people would say, well, that's not really our job. But of course, if we're spending tens of thousands of dollars when you arrive in the healthcare system, then of course it's your job to try and keep people out of the healthcare system.
As here's an example.
Seem, we've had the first. Oh, go ahead.
Here's an example, Charles, that I've done reporting on over the years. There are many companies out there that got rid of their smoking room and they put in a healthcare room. They eliminated smoking on the property. They put in a gym, an exercise room where the smoking room used to be, and their insurance rates came way down over a 5 or 10 year period. There are hundreds, thousands of those examples around the country. Why isn't some candidate promoting that kind of behavior? Let's spend more money on that.
Exactly
what
right.
do you think? Let's give a tax break to a company that does that. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm talking about designing an entire system around that from birth to death, and hopefully death is later than it is now. And a lot of those firms are doing great stuff. But remember, we all go on to Medicare after age 65, so they're probably not doing enough around preventing dementia and other things that won't affect their employees until they all become part of the public system.
One of the things that I've noticed when I travel around the world, I see, you go to Europe, you don't see a lot of fat people. You go to South America, you don't see a lot of fat people. You go to Scandinavia, you don't see a lot of England, you don't see a lot of fat people. You come to America, most of us are overweight. But you also, when you go to those countries, everywhere you turn around, there isn't a place to pick up food. You notice that?
There are all kinds of differences. I agree completely.
And America, but it's worse than that. The kind of food we're picking up are laden with carbohydrates.
And that food, by the way, is actually cheaper than healthy food. One of the most pernicious trends in the last 20 years is the cost of fresh food, fruits, vegetables, the stuff you want people eating, has grown consistently more expensive, whereas the price per calorie of fast food is shockingly cheap, bizarrely cheap. And you get what you just described. So, yes, I think that's a perfect place. And not long ago, the social cost of obesity, so what all the rest of us pay for it, eclipsed the social cost of smoking, in part because we've done a really good job of getting smoking rates down, but obesity is effectively the new smoking. And so, yes, back to where we started, that is what people who care about healthcare should be talking about, not just taking the system we have as granted and then arguing about who's going to pay for it.
Well, see, I've got liberal, left-leaning friends who want to tell me how to eat. But I don't want to tell people how to eat. I just want to educate them on the if I could do one thing, I would say, because I've learned this this year. I've learned about my relationship from today going forward with carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, you got to have them. You need them. But I have a different relationship with them. And I would like to see an education telling people, okay, I don't want you to not eat pasta. I don't want you to not eat chips. I just want you to understand. I want to educate you on when you eat those things, what it does to your body. And you decide. Then you can decide after that. I'm not going to hold you back. I'm not going to keep you from having it. But understand, that's why you're 20 pounds or 40 pounds overweight, not because of the steak. It's because of the potatoes.
Yeah, I would also say that there are things we do as a government. So, for example, we heavily subsidize corn, row crops, and things like that. And,
right.
Of course, if you subsidize a product,
you get
where
more
does
it
go? A lot of that ends up in high fructose corn syrup, which then is cheaper than it would otherwise
that's
be.
So part also, that's part of the education process. Most people
yeah,
don't realize
we're in the whole digging.
That almost everything you buy that's processed has got corn syrup in it.
Yeah, no, so I think that would be one example. There's still room to be improving smoking. The other thing is the way we pay providers. You know, if you go into an emergency room most places and they do an x-ray, they charge you for the x-ray. They do a blood test, they charge you for the blood test. They do a surgery, they charge you for the surgery. Whereas a lot of economists would say we need to move to a model where whoever's doing the health care for you needs to get paid for an outcome.
Yep.
So if they do a hip replacement, there's one price for hip replacement. If they do extra tests, they don't get paid for extra tests.
Right.
And if it doesn't go well, they got to go in and fix it.
Right.
As opposed
I agree
to
with
incentivizing
that.
Them to do more and more.
I completely tests. Agree. President Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen, I'm voting for him just on that one issue.
Oh.
But I got to be the VP, though, Charles. Hey, Charles Whelan, hang on to that thought. We're going to come back. Folks, we're going to shift and talk about something completely different. I want to hear what Charles thinks about Hong Kong. I think it's a historical moment. What's going on in Hong Kong right now? We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blessington. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessington. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.